시양이네 두놈 맡은 마
로고가
로우양 망하리사
로고가
로우양 망하리사
망해
망해 보니 단단해 에야 이세리 아빤스 원툰지 로우양 망하리사 하우 하우
What's up with the with the music choices lately?
It's the guys who backed up Paul Simon on his infamous album Graceland. Everybody,
was it infamous?
Yeah.
What made it infamous?
There was 6 cases of women's boobies being groped on the during the recording.
Is that true? Is there any real truth to that?
Right now,
you saying Paul Simon groped boobies or these guys?
I'm not
going to
say who it was. There was allegations. They've never been proved true or false.
Allegations.
It's Danish and O'Neill, everybody. Last episode on the episode, we said it was episode 22. We were just making sure you're paying attention. It was episode 23.
Did people get mad at you?
No one did. This is now episode 24.
I'm forwarding you an email from somebody that they wanted me to read it because he said it would make me mad. But if I read it and I get mad, then I don't usually get mad after that.
Yeah.
I get it out of my system. So I'm going to have you read it.
It's from Gare. Gare Rickelman. Some quick
Gare Bear Rick.
Some quick things off the top. I forgot last episode because we were in Seattle. There was a lot going on. Happy belated birthday to Stu's lady, Jen. Her birthday was the 21st.
Yeah, Jen.
Stu, hope you treated her right, really.
Hope you got that birthday, D.
Really got in there. So happy birthday. Also a correction from a bunch of episodes ago. I said Canada had a controlling, or that Australia was beating Canada. I misspoke. Canada,
no.
You're good to go.
I knew that was not true.
Canada, you're dominating Australia.
Yeah. Australia, you got to pick up the slack.
And then,
you cunts.
Andre wrote in, he wants your Puntang curry recipe. I don't know if
Jeez.
That's secret.
It is. It's an ancient Thai secret that I'm not allowed to tell you. It's just Penang curry sauce,
okay.
Coconut milk, fish sauce. It's pretty standard.
What, you're not going to give them the measurements?
Yeah, I mean, I eyeball it. Put two cans of coconut milk in there. I put a lot of curry. The key is a lot of curry. Then I also take the peppers. I don't like green peppers. I do the yellow. I do the red. Then you cook the chicken or whatever meat you're going to put in there. You just let it all simmer. Get it nice.
How many times
juicy.
Do you need to fart while you're cooking it just to get some of that good flavor?
Get the fart aromas out there?
Yeah.
The fart bitters?
Exactly.
Get the fart particles into your food? I don't know.
Speaking of which, Angry Aaron hit me up with this farticle, and I think we need to share it with the people.
All right.
It's actually from... FirstCoastNews.com. I think that's from Florida. Port St. Lucie, where my parents have been known to hang out. They no longer hang out there. They had a...
Why not? Why did they hang out there, and why did they hang out there?
They were sharing a place with someone there, and then someone sold it, so they no longer
okay,
are in
but
that
they
area.
Used to be big Port St. Lucie fans.
The Deucey. What's that?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It says a poor St. Lucie woman was arrested after police said she attacked her husband for passing gas one too many times.
Jesus Christ.
What? According to a police report, around 3:30 a.m., December 11th, an officer responded to a domestic battery call at a home on SW, probably Southwest Sadwick Avenue. The officer said a man at the home stated he was lying in bed with his wife when he passed gas. The husband said his wife, identified as Don Makeley, 55, then began elbowing him on his arm. The husband said he continued to pass gas, and Makeley continued to elbow and kick him again.
Jesus Christ.
He told police that he began restraining his wife for his own safety, but her lip was inadvertently split open, according to the report.
Inadvertently?
During the fight, police said the husband suffered several 6 to 8 inches scratches across his chest. His shirt was also ripped in 3 different places.
Jesus Christ.
Makeley admitted to police that she began to elbow and punch him after she repeatedly told him to stop passing gas in bed. She also said her lip became split only while trying to be restrained and not from a punch. She was charged with domestic battery and taken to jail.
What the fuck?
When farts go wrong.
Yeah, it's a new series with Ahmad Rashad.
Here's the woman. It looks like she could do looks like she could do a bit of damage.
Let me guess. She's smoking hot.
Looks like she could do some damage.
She looks like that chick from Orange is the New Black.
Which one?
I don't know. I only saw a few episodes.
That one?
Yeah. The one that looked like that lady.
So that's, you got to be careful out there, guys. I guess farts in bed.
This is why I say don't rip fart. Am I not a proponent of not cutting farts in front of your lady? So it wouldn't fly. You imagine how disgusted that lady who wrote that article from a few episodes ago is.
By the way, we should probably say we're putting this episode out on a Thursday. If you want, listen to it on a Monday. Due to some logistical problems, I'm going to be out of the country. And so we're going to put this out, and then we'll be back to our normal schedule after the new year.
And I have a drug problem now, so I'm going to have to go away for a while.
I got another. I'm just going to bang it out right in a row. Let's end 2015 with a big old bang here on Danish and O'Neill.
I'm going to end it with a gangbang, probably.
It's from the New York Post. Andre sent this farticle, and we're going back-to-back farticles.
Canadian Andre.
The New York Post, they really bring in the comedy. I'm going to bury the lead. They give a line at the top that really gives it away. For the past decade, a Norwegian golf course has been dealing with a serial pooper who decides to leave.
Wait, you mean the opening sentence doesn't give it away?
Well, this one, they make a cheesy joke. Who decides to leave dirty toilet paper and feces at the bottom of holes?
That's fucking great. That's the most disgusting thing ever. Jesus Christ. I applaud the man's effort, but I also think he should get life in prison for that.
10 years. It's disgusting. This guy's been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah. And at some point, just put fucking cameras out there.
Or just put a guy staking it out.
Or, I mean, this is an inside job, by the way.
It's a Stavanger Golf Club, a scenic waterside course in... I don't know how they pronounce these. They have all sorts of weird J's in here. Claims they have been finding poop in the course's cups since 2005. And the worst part is they have no clue who's been doing it. It's a real who shit it.
What do we do? We need to stop. All right. We got it. The rest of this episode will be no farts, no shit.
What are you talking about?
We've been on a hot streak of fucking shit.
You're a man who farts in the microphones.
And sometimes you just go, we've had enough.
What are you, your grandmother's card
I've
in your head?
I've had enough, no.
Your grandmother's card's in your
I've
head,
I've had
man.
Enough. What do we do? I'm worried we're going down a brown path.
What are you talking
about? A deep
about?
Brown path.
Dude, we're ending 2015. 2016, we'll come out with the political talk that you want.
All right. Wait, so how much more is there to this story?
It's like this much. Says he has a couple favorite holes, according to the groundskeeper. And we know, he says, and we know it's a man because the poos are too massive to be from a woman.
What
it's
is a fat
sexist.
Woman? Yeah, that's
sexist.
Terrible. You're saying that fat girls can't produce big old hot turds? I've seen skinny girls fucking have it so
where?
It's pouring out of the bowl.
Where is this?
Women's restrooms.
So all of a sudden you're back on course with some filth.
Hey, if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging.
So this the golf pro guy or the groundskeeper guy says
this the groundskeeper guy is doing it. You don't realize that, you fucking idiots.
Why do you think he's doing it?
You know what's caught him in 10 years, you fucking idiots. Who the fuck do you think's doing it? The one guy whose job is to watch out for him,
but why would
is
he do
also
it?
Doing
he
it.
He has to clean it up. What would be the point?
He's the only guy there at night.
But what would be that? You know, what would be the point of him doing it? He has to clean it up.
That's what he gets the joy of seeing the golfers' faces when he gets called out there and they're disgusted. He's the first man on the scene, man. He gets to see his fucking handiwork firsthand. It's like when an arson... Or fucking pyro burns a building down, and guess what? He always returns to the scene of the crime so that he can see everybody talking about it and loving it. This guy is getting the attention that he craves, and nobody even fucking knows it. You idiots! It's the groundskeeper!
Maybe you should call in to this course.
What's the course? Let's call in!
It says, the groundskeeper says the mysterious shitter only... does this on weekdays, so they really need to look to a guy who works weekends.
Maybe the groundskeeper?
The clubs tried catching the culprit by installing high-powered lights, but to no avail. He climbed up a tree next to the lights and wriggled far out a branch and dismantled the spotlights.
Maybe it's a monkey. Has escaped and is shitting in your hole?
The groundskeeper said how he managed this feat without electrocuting himself or falling is a riddle.
What do you mean electrocuting yourself? Exposed wires everywhere? You know, what is this? Who's fucking running this golf course? A bunch of goddamn retards?
Dude, look at Caddyshack. How hard it was to catch a gopher.
Dude, 10 years. 10 years they've been hunting this guy down. They put high-powered lights. How about a camera with night vision, you fuck nuts?
What if this guy's wearing a mask? I mean, if he's been doing this 10 years, you know he's got some moves.
Yeah, he's a pro now.
He really is.
He's the groundskeeper.
I mean, he may be doing other locations. If you guys feel free to tweet at us, email, hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, if you think it's the groundskeeper or if you think it's another, I think it's another person.
I'm calling the course as soon as the holiday's over, and I'm telling them it's the groundskeeper.
Maybe it's the groundskeeper's ex-wife. And she's pissed at him.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. Maybe it's not the groundskeeper's ex-wife.
Should we... this is going to come out after Christmas. No, before Christmas, actually. We should go over, because it's Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
This was sent in by none other than Tracy Burge, the Burge Dog.
TB. TB.
T-Burg.
TB. Tuberculosis.
TB. This is it's a product. It's a product on Amazon, and you can buy it at stores. They're called Bunchums.
Does it involve duty?
No, it does not involve duty.
What the fuck are those?
They're like...
Bunchums.
They're like this little... They almost look like... you know the things when you go in the woods? I don't know what they're called, but they're like little round.
And they
get caught on your fucking clothes.
Burrs.
Well, these are these things, and they connect together to build shit. Kind of like Legos, but they're like...
Have people been building perverted shit out of them?
Only problem is, like burrs, these are causing havoc.
Oh, God. Wait, are they getting caught in people's pubes while they're trying to fuck the things they make?
People's hair.
Oh, no.
Many... Concerned Amazon, I wouldn't give this to my worst enemy. One person says this is the worst toy ever invented. My daughter got them stuck in her hair, and it took 4 hours of pure torture to to get them out.
Why is the kid putting it in the hair? It's not milk for going in the hair, right?
Dude, you know how kids are rolling.
No, I don't know, because I got news for you. I wasn't a fucking retard, and I didn't put shit in my hair
Dude, I'm seeing this is numerous commenters.
Can't there? I don't get it. Why is it in their hair? How did they get it stuck in their hair?
Look at this chick. They had to cut her hair off.
Good. Good.
Says don't. Just don't unless you're planning on getting your kid a pixie cut or shaving their head. Don't buy it.
Holy shit. You know what? This toy isn't for the weak.
The package says it could entangle in hair. I told my kids not to put them in the hair. My daughter made a bracelet, then a necklace. She was trying the necklace on, and the bracelet on her wrist got entangled in her hair. She slung her head around, and before she knew it, the necklace was entangled in her hair, too.
Well, listen, hey, why don't you ask your daughter something? Did I tell you to keep this out of your fucking hair? Yes, I did. It's your own goddamn fault.
The lady at the salon said it was ripping her hair and would cost me hundreds to have them work on it, so she has a new hairdo. Pretty much all of her hair gone.
Wait, hundreds to work on it? You fucking, what does that mean?
Well, now her daughter is, look, her daughter is a nice boy's cut now.
Listen, if you want to toughen up your kids, get them this fucking toy. This is what the Russians are doing right now.
The Russians walk around with four of these in their pubes at all times.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin has these in his chest hair, and he does push-ups.
They call them Pubin.
This person warns, don't get these if you have pets. They stick to cat and dog fur as well as children's hair.
I love this toy. I'm going to buy them out before they discontinue them.
If anyone out there, if you have a niece you don't like or a daughter, a stepdaughter who pisses you off, you may want to get some Bunchums and just put them in their hair as they sleep.
What's the star rating on it?
One more. It says, I'm a hairstylist and spent a total of 4 hours removing these from a little girl's hair today. She had 45 of them mad into her hair.
45 of them? What about when the first one goes in? How do you end up with 45 of them?
Look at this, dude. She got crazy.
What the fuck is this? this stupid bitch doing with 45 fucking...
Stupid bitch. She's like 8 years
yeah,
old.
Well, how the fuck do you get 45 of them in your hair?
Well, she went crazy. She had a Bunchums party.
Yeah, well... Wait, what's the full... What's the rating on this toy?
Hold on.
And how many stars?
Or how One many chick people? Decided to make a hat. Bad idea.
What says keep it out of your hair?
It's somehow a 3.6 out of 5.
And how many?
278.
Oh, so some people love them.
38% won stars.
Yeah, well, that's quite a few. Listen, I'm going to buy some of these and give them to people.
Who are you going to give them to?
Because I feel like it's a great idea.
I wouldn't trust you.
And it's not built for the weak. This is not a toy for the weak.
Would you put who would you put one of these in their hair if you could just name somebody off the top of your head? Do you have any female enemies?
No,
right
but
now?
I remember when in high school when we used to go to basketball games, my buddy would always bring a pack of gum and he would chew wads of it up and we'd sit up in the top bleachers and he would throw it in the people's hair down below.
This person says a toy spawned from the darkest depths of hell. That's
oh,
the title.
Come on. This toy builds character.
Did any adults get them stuck?
Yeah.
This person said they'd give them negative stars if they could. Their 8-year-old got about 60 to 80 stuck in their hair.
60 to 80. How does that happen?
So the more we work to get some out, the more others buried deep.
So wait, is this kid using others to dig some of them out?
I don't know.
Did he build? Did he get one stuck in his hair and then build a contraption out of those things that will pry them back out of your hair?
This person says a menace to hair everywhere.
Oh my God. I got 40 of them stuck in my armpit hair.
It took 4 stylists an hour to pull 70 of these out of my daughter's hair after finding them at a friend's house. They should be banned.
How many times do I have to say this? How the fuck do you get 70 of them in your hair? After you get the first 20, how do you get another 50?
This person has a good idea. Do not buy if your child has hair for all those bald children out there.
What if you get stuck in your asshole hair? How do you cut it out?
I think you just leave it. You shit around
you let
it.
Your shit's going to come out all fucking
This daughter is 50
lines.
In her hair.
How do you,
Look how deeply they become embedded, though. There's really nothing you can do with that.
Oh, you know what?
You're not impressed.
I'm not impressed with these people. How do you get... Again, I don't know... How you get so many in there.
What if they're not supervised? They're just in the fucking playroom. The parents are drinking martinis in the other room.
Well, then your kid has learned a valuable lesson.
Or maybe the mother's getting finger banged upstairs by... Well,
the mother and the kids and the person doing the finger banging have all learned a valuable lesson.
This person says it's like balls of Velcro. Imagine having balls of Velcro. This person's dog got caught up in it.
That'd be pretty sweet. I'd swing my balls around on one of those. Remember the you ever have the ball you could throw? The Velcro ball?
It was like darts, but it was Velcro?
Yeah. I always remember it had Ronald McDonald on it.
This toy should be recalled.
All right. We get it. We get it.
Well, Tracy, thank you. Consumer Report, I hope somebody out there gets this present.
Are you anti this gift or pro this gift?
I'm pro. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I like the controversy it's causing.
I think that there's plenty of people on there obviously rating it 5 stars who are like, my kid's smart enough not to disobey me and put this shit in his hair or her hair.
Probably her, more than likely.
So there. You know what? You know what this toy is? Survival of the fittest.
Or if you have a son and you hate the fact that he has long hair, you may want to get him some Bunchums, walk away and say, hey, have a blast. And then you come back and you're like, oh, they got stuck. I didn't know about that.
This is a Darwinian toy. You realize that, right?
It's survival of the fittest.
This toy, it draws a line in the sand and you're on one side or you're on the other.
Speaking of drawing lines in the sand, by the way, a doctor wrote in to me, Dr. G from Ohio.
A real doctor.
And he said he did not approve of your advice to Lincoln Hawk. He said, I don't know if you've ever had a child in a bathtub, a lot of sharp corners and what have you, and if they're unattended in there,
what's his bathtub made of? Broken glass?
No, but like, I mean, if they fall and hit their head on a side,
you strap him down, you duct tape his legs to the bottom of the pool of the tub.
But wasn't the whole question about not scarring him for life?
He doesn't know what duct tape is. He knows what shit smell is.
All right, so this is an article. It seems to be a movement across the country of college kids really getting up in arms. We had the Halloween costumes. Yes. They were up in arms about not being offensive. And so they're taking it up a whole new level. This may set a fire under your dick sack.
I'm going to put the mic about 5 feet away.
Here we go. Oberlin College is a very smarty panties place.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Very liberal.
It's no MIT, but whatever.
It's, the social justice warriors at Oberlin College.
Social justice warriors is what they're calling themselves?
That's what this article, I think, is mocking them as calling them. I've taken a bold, uncompromising stand over something utterly trivial. Normal college students would say, hey, this school cafeteria food sucks. But these people say, this school cafeteria food is offensive because it is inauthentic and appropriate of the culture of others.
Shut the fuck up. What the fuck do you want from us, you fucking cunts? Dude, fuck you, Oberlin College, you fucking... What does that even mean? What, the Italian food is inauthentic and therefore it is discriminating against Italians?
I'll tell you what it means. Dieppe Nguyen. College first year, a.k.a. freshman, from Vietnam.
Oh, God. Hey, go back to Vietnam, motherfucker.
Jumped with excitement at the sight of Vietnamese food on Stevenson Dining Hall's menu at orientation this year. Craving Vietnamese comfort food, Nguyen rushed to the food station with high hopes. What she got, however, was a total disappointment. The traditional banh mi Vietnamese sandwich that Stevenson Dining Hall promised turned out to be a cheap imitation of the East Asian dish.
This bitch is Viet Cong. This chick is Viet Cong. This is commie talk.
You know who would love to have that sandwich? Somebody in Syria right now who's dying to get out of the country. Somebody who's in India who's working fucking making soccer balls.
Try three quarters of the fucking world, you asshole.
People who are starving. You're at a fucking award-winning college.
Oh, I'm so sorry it was inauthentic. Then go back to Vietnam, motherfucker.
Or make the fucking thing in your dorm room by yourself. If you want to make it authentic, go make it your fucking self. Or go to another place. Guess what? My dining hall food wasn't the best, but it didn't make me fucking say it was a disgrace to America. I just realized it was shitty fucking dining hall food that was meant for idiot college kids who were drunk and too stupid to know better. So we fucking ate it. Eat the cereal if you don't like that. Eat the fucking Rice Krispies. Put a nice banana in there. Shove it in your asshole when you're done. Shut the fuck up, Dieppe Nguyen.
The brochure does not promise you. It promises you a fucking education, you ass fuck.
There's more. Yeah, instead of a crispy baguette with grilled pork, pate, pickled vegetables, and fresh herbs, the sandwich used ciabatta bread, pulled pork, and coleslaw.
Oh, my God.
It was ridiculous, Nguyen said. How could they just throw out something completely different and label it as another country's traditional food?
You fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. You do not deserve an education in this country.
Dude, it was ciabatta. Don't you understand?
I don't give a fuck if it's... I don't give a fuck if it's hot dog buns and you fucking... You're gonna eat it, bitch. Eat the fucking... Nim Song Du.
Here he is, Ryan O'Neill, college dining hall head chef.
Guy Fieri, we're gonna do cafeterias.
Oh my God!
Mall courts, cafeterias, and something else. I don't know.
Dude, ice cream trucks.
What a fucking you motherfucker!
Do you think Dieppe Nguyen went to college here strictly for this banh mi sandwich?
I'm gonna Dieppe my balls in your mouth. See if those are authentic American nutsacks. How about that, Dieppe Nguyen?
I've never heard something so fucking ridiculous.
You know somebody's going to hear this. Send it to them.
Probably.
And I hope they attack
Good.
Us.
It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
This is authentic American podcasting, motherfuckers.
It's ridiculous, dude. These college kids need to realize, hey, Yeah. Not everything's going to go your way in life, man. Sometimes the banh mi is going to taste like banh mi penis, and you have to fucking either eat it or throw it away. Those are your choices.
Sometimes you're going to wipe your asshole, and your finger's going to poke through that toilet paper. That's what life is.
And you can't sue somebody or cry and bitch and moan every time your sandwich is on ciabatta bread.
You can't handle this. What the fuck can you do? I mean, where do you go? What do you do? You're fucked. Your whole life is fucked.
These kids better toughen up, man. Not that our generation is the toughest ever, but we grew up without cell phones and cuntitude every 5 minutes.
I prefer a time with no cell phone.
All right, well, there's more. Perhaps the pinnacle of what many students believe to be a culturally appropriative sustenance system is Daskam Dining Hall's sushi bar. The sushi is anything
they
but
authentic. They have a sushi bar?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, who the fuck is eating the sushi in a college cafeteria?
Idiots.
You're going to die.
The sushi's anything but authentic for Tomoyo Joshi.
Is it fish? Is it raw? That's authentic, you fuck.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Steve O'Neill's making it.
Yo, so Steve O'Neill's is authentic.
Says Tomoyo Joshi, a college junior from Japan, who said that the undercooked rice...
All these foreign fucks are complaining.
It said the undercooked rice and lack of fresh fish is disrespectful. She added that in Japan, sushi...
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I'm done with this. I wish... You know what? Man.
She added that in Japan, sushi is regarded so highly that people sometimes take years of apprenticeship before learning how to appropriately serve it. Oh, they don't just go right to the fucking dining hall level. They train first, you fuck.
Okay.
You're eating... Why don't you go to 7-Eleven and criticize that fucking sushi as well? It's not meant to be good. Yeah. It's meant to be cheap.
They go to one of the places where they train people. You've got some fucking lady who's just trying to send her kids to school for free, probably, so she works at the college making barely over minimum wage. You think that they give a fuck about other sushi, you fucking cunt?
When they saw this article, how many fucking pieces of fecal matter were going in that sushi and that fucking banh mi? You want to complain?
Yeah.
I'll give you something to complain about.
Here, try our new sushi. It's called Duty Fish.
Douchey?
It's called Douchey. It's called Duty-ish-y.
According to the Joshi, when you're cooking a country's dish for other people, including ones who have never tried the original dish before, you're also representing the meaning of the dish as well as its culture.
If somebody knows somebody at Oberlin, is that Oberlin College? Send this podcast to, because I hope you get enraged at the name calling and the vicious verbal assaults that we're giving you, because you deserve it. Because life, it's not for you. This life is not for you. It's a hard, harsh place. And you're not going to make it very far because you're complaining about cafeteria. Go somewhere else then. Go get your sushi somewhere else.
It's a hard knock life.
Don't go there.
And your sushi.
Why would you go there? Just go, okay, yeah, they make shitty sushi. Now move on.
Say you and I and whoever else, we're having a barbecue. And over there is fucking Felipe. And he's from fucking Argentina.
Yeah.
That's probably not the correct name. But anyway, this guy is for some reason named Felipe. He's from Argentina. We serve him a hamburger. John Little's working the grill. He's drunk as shit. He burns the fuck out of the hamburger. Don't we just pull him aside and say, hey, that's an American food, but John here didn't really make it that well this time. Maybe you should go to In-N-Out, or maybe you should go here. Maybe you should go there if you want to fucking try it. Would I be saddened that America has lost fucking, has gone downhill in this guy's eyes? I don't give a fuck about
this
guy's
this?
Eyes.
How about we don't even apologize to Felipe? We give him a burger and a beer and say, this is America. Eat this shit and pound these fucking beers. And then we're going to go out and we're going to maybe swim in a pool and we're going to have the time of our life. And that's how the world works.
Exactly.
I would never apologize for that. I'm not, and America is not going to apologize to these fucking entitled cunts about their food. You don't like it. It's America. You got choices. You go somewhere else.
You know what they say in school to little kids? I know this because my mom's a teacher. You get what you get. You don't get upset.
That's right.
So Joshi goes on to say, so if people not from that heritage take food, modify it, and serve it as, in quotes, authentic, it is appropriate.
Okay, so every place in Japan is 100% authentic and awesome. So if I go there, I'm never going to be disappointed with a fucking meal.
They're McDonald's. They serve them on black buns. I find that, A, racist, and two, appropriation. What are you doing to our U.S. cuisine, Japan?
Do they really serve it on black buns?
Temporary, yeah, sometimes.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Why don't we go there? Why don't we go to your countries? Why don't I go to fucking Vietnam and see what kind of American cuisine what? They're serving me?
You know where they're from? They're from countries. That's where they're from.
We're all fucking one.
I wish it wasn't all women. I wish there's some dudes complaining.
I think there are.
I feel bad.
We're all fucking human beings. How about we realize what we have in common rather than bitch and moan about all this bullshit?
Oh, bitch and moan that we have all these selections and choices. Just feel happy that you can go to bed on a full stomach, you motherfuckers.
Oberlin's, the Black Student Union, realized there was something going down and they weren't a part of it. So they decided to join the fray. They staged a protest outside of Afrikaan, with a K, Heritage House, an on-campus dorm. Cafeteria there wasn't serving enough vegan and vegetarian options and had failed to make fried chicken a permanent feature on the Sunday night menu, the school newspaper reported.
What are these kids? We're done. We're done as a fucking society. This is the generation. The generation after this generation is going to be bigger pussies than these fucking people because they're going to be raised by these assholes. We're fucked as a country, and we... You know what? You know why these... You know why Japan and Vietnam sent these fucking people over here? Because they're weak sticks, and they've come here to weaken America, and they're like... In Vietnam, they're like, get the fuck out of our country. We don't want you fucking pussies here. Get the fuck out of Japan. Get the fuck out of Vietnam.
Something tells me they're going to go back there after they take the education. If they're missing the food
this
much.
No, they come here to complain. You know what these people are? They're live trolls. They're trolling the cafeteria.
The Black Student Union had a petition. A dining hall lady had to address it. She says they're working to meet the demand, stated in the petition. Many
this
students.
Poor lady, she's just trying to get through her fucking day. And you fucking assholes are making it you're just making her life hell. Leave her the fuck alone.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm skimming this.
What are the comments on this?
The Black student group at Oberlin has delivered a 14-page set of demands to the college administration.
Or what? Or
signed
what?
Signed by 700 people.
Oh, my God. 700.
Says this institution functions on the premises of imperialism, white supremacy, capitalism, ableism, and a cis-sexist, I don't even know what that is, heteropatriarchy. And it goes on and on and on and on and on.
This is insanity. This college.
They want exclusive black safe spaces on campus. What does that mean? You just go in a room and you're cool?
What are you, a bunch of goddamn fucking racists?
Which,
for only black people?
The person who wrote the article said, which is to say segregation.
Listen, here's what they should do. This is what the government should do.
The person writing this said, pretty smart statement to think about it. Ultra-progressive black students at Oberlin are demanding segregation and fried chicken. It's really come full circle.
Jesus.
It's like, come on, man. Like, I don't get it, but...
Dude, I if we had the technology, here's what I would like to do. Put a dome over this college. Just dome the fucking college. Keep all of these people in one area. And don't let them out. And then slowly suck the air out until they suffocate.
You're saying these people deserve...
These people, this is terrible for the world. This is what people are complaining about. And guess what? There's people being fucking murdered. People having their faces cut off with machetes. And you're fucking... You want a safe space? And you want your fried chicken on the Sunday to be a permanent part of the menu? Oh, my God.
This guy
I've
says...
Lost. I'm getting the land up north. I'm moving. I'm going to move. I'll live in a fucking tent if I can't afford to put a house on it.
This guy says, one thing I've discovered in a decade living in Texas is that I really don't like Mexican food. Taco Bell all the way. And all the time I spent in Italy, I found that as much as I love the food there, the one exception is pizza. I'll take American pizza over their pizza any day.
Yeah. Just because it's not up to your liking. Guess what? Food changes. And you fuse things together.
Not
if you
to mention,
didn't do
there
that.
Are probably Vietnamese people who've lived here and said, hey, maybe I'll try this traditional thing on fucking ciabatta bread just to switch it up. That's what happens.
How
food
does innovation
fucking-
happen if things don't start mixing and matching? You don't start meshing things together. What if somebody said, oh, the ciabatta bread, but you know what? Maybe I could put this on it or that on it. That's how innovation happens.
In one of the comments, this was in the Atlantic, some smarty pants said, in the co-op house I lived in at school, we cooked our own meals, and many of them were not so much microaggressions, which they say in this article, or cultural appropriations, as they were heinous acts of terrorism and biological warfare. Hi-oh!
What a fucking... Well, I'm glad I go to MIT.
This person says, I just want to say that as a Central California white trash, the fine cuisine of Taco Bell is part of my native culture, and I will not have it disrespected.
Now, that's a person I want to hang out with. I'll hang out with that person. The person's name?
That's Jerry.
Okay, well, Jerry, if you listen to the show. Yeah, that's craziness, man.
This person says Oriental students in their comments, so I don't think I should read it. It's the wrong nomenclature.
I don't know. For those particular students, it might not be.
This person relates. This person thinks that they should try to...
What? Up the fucking...
How about says you? There's a lot of cheap Japanese food that could be created cheaply without too much effort. Quality counts. Dude, if you're at a dining hall, it's not quality food. I'm sorry. It just isn't.
Yeah. Why don't you worry?
Dude, I ate horse shit for fucking 3 years.
Literal horse shit?
And then I moved. Yeah. They gave us horse shit sandwiches.
Was there a horse right there?
You had to put your bread right under its ass. You had to wait until it was, you couldn't pull it like a soft serve machine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just worry about getting your fucking education.
The crazy thing is these kids are getting a great education.
Yeah, but it's not good enough for them. The sense of entitlement in this country is mind-boggling and disgusting.
In some other countries, they would whip you for this sort of back talk.
I will whip them for this kind of talk. We should go there and do a protest and support the food.
Dude, we should go to Oberlin College, because if they're this uptight, how uptight could we get them?
Oh, be great.
If you unleashed us and you said, we'll bail you out of jail for anything that you do here.
We just show up in blackface and that's where the safe spot is.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying just minor shit, like just talking
I would
shit
like to put
people.
Sushi on a hot dog bun and eat it like that.
Or just we'll set up stands where we serve like the least authentic food and we argue that it's like very authentic and we made it ourselves. Here's might as well, while we're on it, we might as well end it up with a bang here. Here's another one someone sent me. Where is it? Cameron sent me this. Cameron up in Canadian Cameron.
Cam dog.
The Cammer. This guy is
Cameroon.
The guy in the article is 7'8", from the Huffington Post.
Oh, that's the tallest man in the United States.
Yep. America's tallest man, and he's pissed off.
What's he pissed off about?
So apparently, he was...
What's this fucking freak pissed off about?
So he's playing, his name is Igor Volkovinsky.
Russian?
I don't know what gave you that impression. Okay. It says he's born and raised in Iowa. No, I don't know where
he's from. Is it native Georgian?
He tried to change his password on the website for Electronic Arts, EA. EA's, the game maker. And EA uses CAPTCHA, a program that protects against bots. When Volkovinsky was asked to type a string of words into a box, he was shocked to find those words were my semen. When I first looked at this, I read it's all there's no spaces. I read it as it's MYSEMEN. I was like, what's wrong with Meisman?
Meisman.
And then I was like, oh. And he said he went crazy.
We went crazy?
He said I was very offended.
Why? This semen exists, you fucking asshole. It's in your dick hole right now. What a piece of shit. Why do we act like we don't have semen? What's wrong with it? Because it's a sexual fluid and you're not fucking because you're a 7'8" fucking freak? Everyone's afraid of your big ass fucking dog? Well, fuck you, dude. Who cares? It's fucking semen.
He said, I didn't feel a company as reputable as EA would allow words like to be used on their CAPTCHA. I realized it was not on purpose, but words like this shouldn't be an option.
Why? Why shouldn't they? Because this fucking asshole says so?
He reached out to EA on Twitter on Sunday. He said he received no response. They're like, fuck you, you ogre.
Let's reach out to him and tell him you fuck yourself.
Days later, their spokesman, Sandy Goldberg, told HuffPost that the company knows about this issue and is working on a fix.
You're working on a fix? They're like, fuck you. That's our fix.
They've apologized to him on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Why? You know what? Here's the problem. Companies shouldn't... He should say, yeah, fuck you. You're a pussy. We don't want you to buy our game.
An engineer said this was randomly generated. There was no intent to offend.
I think there was an intent, but whatever. Even if there wasn't. Listen, they don't want him as a client. Tell him to go fuck himself. My semen will still be the words that they use. And yeah, this is the life, man.
You know what scares Igor the most about this? He says because he's a fan of EA Games, many of which are family friendly, he doesn't want a child to go through what he did. What if a young kid gets a word like this, he says.
So the kid goes, my semen, and he laughs, has a great fucking time.
Or he doesn't even know what it means.
It's not gonna, it's not, what do you think it's gonna do to this kid's fucking life? You think it's gonna shatter him? You think it's gonna destroy him? He's gonna hear these words anyway, motherfucker.
It sounds like this guy is, he can't control, like he has to buy a shoe special. He probably has a big weirdo dinky that no one wants to touch.
Or he has a tiny dinky, and especially on his big ass fucking body.
Or even a medium dinky, which wouldn't be good on a big body. And so I think he's trying to, it's like when an anorexic person, their life is going out of control, but they want to control the food.
They project.
So this guy is trying to control outside forces. He should be worried about where to buy his size 80 shoes.
He should be worried about being a freak. You're a fucking freak.
He's 7'8". How dare you?
You know what? No, I'm saying he's a freak, not because of his height, because of his preoccupation with semen and how he thinks it's so bad and vulgar.
What if it said your semen?
I got news for him. There's semen all over his fucking apartment probably, because that fucking weirdo's probably creeping out the window, jerking it. Listen.
Do you think he's using...
Get over it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's the dumbest complaint I've ever heard in my life. It says, my semen, who cares? You type it in and then you move on.
And a kid sees it and it doesn't do anything to his life. It is a medical term, by the way.
Maybe you should worry about the kid spending too much time playing video games.
Yeah. You know what? The kid playing the video game, that's typing in my semen, getting a good chuckle, probably 300 pounds.
Maybe the kid should go out and play, Igor. Igor, you got a lot of other things to worry about. Just relax, man. Who cares if it's my semen, your semen, some other guy's semen?
As long as you're not swallowing it against your will.
As long as it's not in your college dining hall.
And if
you
like to swallow it, then go for it.
She swallowed it. Suck that dick for daddy.
Does he go to Oberlin College?
I don't know.
He should.
These young kids, man. What's going on?
My semen?
If you're a young... we have some younger fans.
Like fucking, man.
If you're in high school or college, please... Email O'Neill, tell him that you would not be offended by this. You don't give a shit about banh mi sandwiches, and that you
I'm losing
are appalled.
Faith in this fucking
O'Neill's losing faith in all of you. So if you are a young person and you think you have the Danish and O'Neill spirit, email O'Neill at O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L, theasskicker@yahoo.com.
One of these days, I'm going to go to a college campus with a bullwhip and just start cracking ass.
Jesus. Indiana O'Neill?
Just cracking ass. Just, if someone's protesting something, it's just like a whoosh, whoosh, right on the asshole.
Jesus.
There'll be a lot of bloody asses. I'm going to go to
what
jail.
What if they're wearing clothes? Can you make a whip?
Crack?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You may need to work.
We had two bullwhips when I was a kid.
Who did?
Two of them. I did, me and my brother.
Did you ever use them?
I think I tried to crack it once. I think it hit me like in the arm.
Who gave it to you?
I don't remember where we got them. Maybe when we went to Yellowstone when I was like, how old have I been? Seven or eight?
Wait a second. I have some sound effect. I have some sound of you you on an Oberlin College campus coming up in a second.
I'll say, what are you protesting?
Here you are, you're walking around. It's terrible. It's not a whip.
Somebody... Hey, come over here. There, that's one. That's two. What are you protesting today? I'm going to crack your ass. Another one for good
Jesus,
measure.
Jesus, you're really whipping.
Yeah. I'm stretching it out. Stretching it out. Ah, oh, crack that ass.
Jesus,
my
dude.
God. This is crazy.
You're really whipping that ass.
I'm so just... All right before Christmas, too. You gotta listen to these fucking complaints. It's insanity. Yeah,
that's a terrible sound effect.
That one was getting away.
That was terrible. You missed that one.
How the fuck did this happen?
Well, that's a good
one.
It's
like the kid with... Oh, that's a good one. Oh. Yeah, just... You want some more? Yeah, how about a few more? Let me see your nutsack.
What else? Anything else? Titties?
Spread the
Show
cheeks.
Show me your titties, Joshi.
Spread the cheeks.
Hit the Adam's apple.
Let me hit the tape. Put the tip of your dick out there. Give me the dick hole. Give me the nip.
Oh, man.
Dude, I just don't. It's like that fucking cunt with affluenza. It killed four people, man. How the fuck did they not just... Should have given that guy... How did they not give that guy life in prison?
Yeah, the guy you're talking about is a 16-year-old. He was... Was he driving without a license? He was driving drunk.
No, he was driving... He had a license. He was driving drunk.
Killed four people.
Paralyzed one and gave him permanent brain
damage. The lawyer
damage.
Said he had affluenza, meaning... He was so affluent that he didn't understand normal rules.
Meaning you're
normal
a rich
rules.
Cunt. Meaning you're Fran Lilac-esque.
And then he recently was playing beer pong, and a good American ratted him out and sent in footage.
Yes, I like that American. That guy should get a medal.
That guy
now
should get a medal.
Now they fled, him and his fucking cunt mom.
They'll find him, dude.
I hope so. I hope they give him more than the 10 years.
Should we go to a happier subject, or should we maybe see if the Diazes are looking to call in?
Who, hold on one second.
Who that?
No. Who, I forwarded you that email.
Who
that? Gary. We're going to have to get to that next time because it's just too much.
Gary, 2016.
Some guy wants us to, he wants us to shit on Tommy Morris some more.
Wow.
He said, fucking police.
Wow. What's his name?
Tommy Morrison.
What's his name?
Just goes by M.
Wow, M.
That's Marco.
Wow. Marco, I can't do it, okay?
We'll have to get more into it next time.
Not just that. Okay.
By the way.
Wow.
Happy
New Year. Mitzi says.
I got this from Seamus.
Seaman?
And I got it from Ari.
You mean Seamus?
No.
That's how you say that name.
I don't know. It's like... It's a bunch of letters and words.
All right.
It's his email address. I'm deciphering a name from an email.
What did
it probably
say?
Is Seamus.
What'd he say?
He just sent me the Peaches video.
Oh, that thing was crazy.
It's fucking awesome.
Check out a video. It's called Peaches Rub. It's insanity.
It
I would not watch it with your parents
great.
And or children around. It's very, a lot of dinky, a lot of pussy.
It's fucking
great. A lot of
great.
Muff.
I also want to thank old Nick for coming out to the show in Seattle Saturday night.
Thank you very much, man.
He said huge thanks for the ticks. Great show. My girlfriend and I thought you guys were hilarious. We sat at the end of the table with the old folks at the company party. They hated you guys.
There was a lot of company parties.
That was.
And I
know exactly who you're talking
about.
We
roasted a lot of bosses, and I think some of them may have walked away a little chapped.
Those crowds were weird because it was...
I've never performed
we never
in
got
front
any...
of a company holiday party. It was pretty tough.
We never got... And a lot of momentum going.
Yeah, it was hard to find a rhythm.
It was.
There's a new thing, dude. I think Barbara Hernandez sent this to me. So Star Wars The Force Awakens is sweeping the country. People have lightsabers in their pussies as we speak.
Yes.
There's a new thing. New York City's latest fitness trend, lightsaber workout classes.
So you just swing it around? is that all you do? You just swing it around?
It said people.
That's what you do.
You're encouraged to wear your Star Wars gear.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Look at these fucking guys.
Oh, it's guys? Are there hot chicks in here at all?
Hot chicks. Look at these fucking
Oh,
idiots.
My. Wait, is this a hot. Oh, what are these fucking nerds doing now? What are these nerds up to now?
They're just dancing. If you want, hit play, but hit the
dude,
sound.
Dude, this one guy needs more of the lightsaber classes.
He needs light dose suction.
Yeah, he needs lightsaber suction classes. Jesus Christ.
So if you want, if you're in New York and you want to fucking dance
how
around
do you get a
with
workout
a lightsaber.
From this? How do you fucking get a workout from that?
I think
that?
It's probably just like aerobics with some fucking swinging it around. Swinging your dick around. Oh, yeah.
You're better off swinging your dick around than this.
Here, let me see.
Have a promo? Do they have a live action class?
Yeah, hold on. I'm watching the shitty commercial.
What if we saw some we knew in there?
Someone whose name rhymes with Schmandrude Slowit.
Yeah, we'd have to put some soap in a pillowcase and
here
just beat
it is.
Them. Okay, so they're fighting.
Right now they're jousting.
This is not a workout
at
all. Is
it teacher Danny Bonaducci?
Could be. So this guy's now, he's jerking the lightsaber off.
Now they're standing shoulder width. Okay.
Okay, so this is just like a fake fighting class. This guy
has contacts in and painted his face.
So they're reenacting scenes from the movie.
How is this fitness? They're wearing jeans.
By the way, they showed scenes from like one of the recent ones that Lucas did, which are the worst ones.
Dude, these guys are in jeans. This isn't even a workout.
Look at this fucking pervert.
This guy looks like Spielberg.
He looks like Bono. A pirate.
Dude, this guy's dressed like Obi-Wan.
Oh, he's not even looking. Okay, this is ridiculous. Well, go to that class if you never want to fuck again.
No, I think you go here to fuck.
Who are you gonna fuck, that big fatso?
No, but you meet, if you're like a decent looking guy and these chicks in there and you know
you're
Star Wars.
There wasn't one decent looking girl in
there. A couple who were okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, come on.
Dude, I'm talking if you love Star Wars and you're like a decent looking guy,
I got
you can
news
go in
for
there
you.
And sweep it up.
All the chicks that go to that class have huge smelly muffs. I know that for a fact.
How do you know?
You've been there in the was library? A Gallup poll that they did of these girls, and numerous ones admitted to having huge smelly muffs.
This may be your angriest all time.
I'm angry. I'm so tired.
Cumulative episode. Dude, you're ending 2015 with a fucking
Dude, I stayed up till 5 in the morning with my girlfriend watching this new Netflix series.
Is that what this hostility is about?
Making a Murderer. Yes. It's about this guy. It's a 10-hour series. We watched 6 hours in one sitting. It's about this guy who gets railroaded. He goes to prison for shit that he didn't do because of dirty cops for 18 years. And now these dirty cops are trying to put him back again. Unbelievable series. I thought Robert Durst was one of the best things I've ever seen. The one on HBO, the documentary on him.
What upset this you? Is it the lack of sleep or is it just the...
It's just this fucking... it's this world and the shitty
crooked,
people.
The crooked business.
I do, contrary to popular belief, I do have an extreme sense, and a lot of people with my mental disabilities have these extreme sense of right and wrong, and I get very agitated when I see extreme injustice. It makes me very volatile.
Do you think it's ironic that you may have committed some injustices as a younger man?
I didn't do anything like put a man behind bars for 18 years, ruin his life. But
what
yeah.
about when you heckled the mayor and you may have ruined his life?
That mayor was a piece of shit, and he fucking deserved it. I know backstories of him. I'm not going to divulge. I don't want lawsuits, but I know a thing or two about a thing or two. And fuck the fucking mayor of Valparaiso. I'll never go back there anyway.
Wait a second. Barbara from the control booth, is she has her top off and is doing jumping jacks.
Wait, I heard those big old Mexican nipples are being pressed against the glass.
Yeah, they look like fajitas. Barbara Hernandez is gesturing at the phone. We have a call. Oh, wow. I think it's, if for those of you who didn't watch, on this is a little, not the oldest news, but this past weekend.
Saturday.
It was a UFC fight card on Fox. Nate Diaz fought. He fought Michael Johnson. He won the decision, and now he thinks he deserves a title shot. He did a.
He fought the best Johnson he's ever fought.
He did an interview with Joe Rogan after the fight, which was 90% bleeped out due to language.
Rogan said it's the best Johnson he's ever seen.
Here they are. He did say it was the best Nate Diaz he's ever seen, but he's known for hyperbole.
Yes.
Anything Joe Rogan sees at that minute is the best thing he's seen that minute. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Nate Diaz, and I believe his brother Nick. Is this audio from just the call, or is this an interview?
I think they're live on the air.
Oh, they're live?
Yeah, it's that. Nate, are you there?
Fucking, what the fuck's up, dog? Fucking, I got a fucking bone to pick with fucking Joe Rogan, dog. You say you fucking stick up for freedom of speech, dog, but you fucking take the mic away from me, motherfucker. You're a fucking company man, dog.
Well, I don't know if he actually says he stands up for freedom of speech. Maybe in a free network, but not on... network, maybe on his network.
Fuck Fox, man. You're not paying me enough. Fuck Reebok. Fuck everybody. I'm coming for fucking Conor McGregor, and I'm thinking of fighting fucking Cain Velasquez for the belt, fucking heavyweight, dog.
Well, I mean, if you're going to, you can't say fuck Reebok. They're pretty big contributors.
Fuck Reebok, dog. Fucking LA Gears, dog. LA Lights. Nick and I are fucking thinking of fucking getting
Yeah, dog. Hey, man. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Nick Diaz, ladies and gentlemen. Probably training for triathlon, smoking
that
weed.
Yeah, dog. I wear my LA Gears, dog. They got the fucking little light that blinks every time I fucking run and take a step, you know? And that's like... you know, it shows my fucking competitors, like, hey, man, I'm leaving you fucking dust. You can see me fucking way ahead with my light fucking flashing.
Neither of you like Reebok? Is that what I'm gathering?
That sounds like it.
Dog, fuck fucking MMA, dog. I've been banned for fucking 5 years.
It got reduced, I thought, to 1 year.
Dog, we're still working out shit, but like I told him, like, hey, man, I ain't gonna stop smoking fucking weed, dog.
The big question is, are you, Nick, currently smoking weed?
Yeah, dog.
Right this second?
Right, dog. I have a fucking edible right now, dog.
Oh, man.
Dog, I'm high from fucking, in the middle of the night, dog, I get fucking marijuana patches. I put them on my skin so I get THC, dog, while I sleep.
Nick, you got to fucking, I try to fucking tell you, man, I love you, dog. I try to have fucking interventions with Gil's old man and the fucking Jake Shields, the whole fucking crew, and you're fucking not listening to reason and shit. We had the fucking pontoon intervention, the pintervention and shit, and you're not doing what you're fucking supposed to do, dog. You're the fucking best fighter in the world, my big brother and shit, but like fucking, I don't know what I'm going to fucking do, you know?
I know, dog. I mean, it's fucking tough because like all these guys come out and say don't smoke weed, and then after the intervention, we all go out back and fucking get high, you know? I mean, it's, I think I'm a product of my fucking, the people that I fucking hang out with, man.
It's part of that fucking ninja life, dog. Fucking, we're fucking real life ninjas, dog.
Dog, I mean, we're the fucking biggest names in MMA. I mean, look at you, dog. You get fucking 4 million fucking people tune in to watch you on fucking Fox every time you fight on free television.
Every time I fucking fight, man, it's fucking must see DTV, dog. Must see fucking Diaz. Fucking, no one cares about the main event. They say the ratings after my fight fucking drop off to in the negative numbers, dog.
Yeah, dog, they say actually people like fucking burn their fucking TVs, dog.
Fucking,
well, it sounds like things are going well. Nate, has there been any reaction around Stockton to your controversial interview?
Fucking everyone's clamoring to fucking get me to be a fucking corporate speaker, dog. I'm going down to the 76 station to fucking talk to some of the fucking employees, make a fucking speech, because they're like, you're fucking so fucking well-spoken and shit that we want you to fucking spread the word and fucking motivate motherfuckers.
Dog, this motherfucker's articulate as fuck, dog. I mean, you heard that, dog. People in the fucking, they were cheering, dog. People were fucking motivated. I think you changed lives with that fucking speech.
A lot of people don't fucking know this, but my brother Nick fucking helped write a lot of that shit.
Dog,
like,
I
fucking
don't want, you know, I'm a ghostwriter, dog. I don't want the fucking attention. I got social phobias and shit. That's why I smoke the fucking weed. I don't like, I just like to put my fucking words, and I like you to deliver. You be the vessel, dog.
Wow, it sounds, the Diaz is all controversial as ever.
It's crazy.
But it sounds like, Nate, you called out Conor McGregor, who just beat
he's the champ,
Jose Aldo. He's the champ at 145. He says he wants to fight at 155. You're currently ranked, I believe, number 12 in that division.
Yeah, you were 14, but you're demanding, you moved up two spots.
You're demanding him. Do you stick by that? Do you think you deserve a shot if Conor McGregor comes up to your class?
Fucking, you want to have fucking tattoos and act like you're all fucking hard? Would you fucking fuck a fucking leprechaun or something, man? Fucking, you didn't grow up in Stockton. Where are you from? Fucking Dublin, dog? Fuck that. Go chase a fucking pot of gold, motherfucker.
Dublin, dog? I mean, what is that? I mean, Michigan ain't fucking rough, dog.
Fucking, I don't care where the fuck it is, man. Fucking, fight me in Stockton at the fucking bounce house at fucking next week's Christmas carnival, dog.
Nah, dog, Big Lots in the fucking, right in the loading dock. Dog.
Come to fucking Big Lots. I'll be the guy in fucking jean shorts and a gold chain, motherfucker, on my mongoose bike that I fucking did a triathlon on. Fucking, I swam with the bike.
You swam with the fucking jean shorts, dog.
Fucking, I swam in a fucking jean shorts wetsuit, dog. Fucking, I like that drag.
Denim, dog. It's the only way to fucking breathe well, dog, in the water.
I'll fight you on a fucking pontoon, McGregor. I'll fight you wherever the fuck you fucking want. Come up to my weight class, you fucking little fucking leprechaun motherfucker.
Dog, this motherfucker probably, he doesn't even like pontoon boats. He probably fucking likes hovercrafts and fucking pussy shit like that.
You think you're rich, man? I saw a fucking picture of you with your fucking Bentley. Fuck you, man. I don't fucking drive. I drive a fucking Tercel, dog. Fucking keep it real in the 209, motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. I mean, look, if I could fucking drop to 55, dog, if I weren't fucking suspended, I would go down there and fight him. But fucking Nate, dog, I mean, 4 million people fucking tune in to watch him on free TV, dog. I mean, those are bigger numbers than fucking GSP gets on pay-per-view.
Hey, Dana White, you fucked my fucking brother, not literally, because we don't fucking do that shit, but you fucked him up in the fucking courts. Well, guess what? I'm coming for your fucking company, man, fucking McGregor, and I'm taking out the whole fucking company in one fell swoop, motherfucker.
Yeah, dog.
And it's going to be LA Lights for everybody. Fuck Reebok, motherfucker. Fuck Dana White. Joe Rogan, you don't fucking take microphones out of my fucking face, man, when I'm fucking addressing my people and fucking, I don't even fucking, fucking yeah, man.
Dog, fucking, we're going to beat the fuck out of Lorenzo Fertitta. We're going to beat his fucking other brother, the other Fertitta brother. We're going to beat Dana's white ass. We're going to fight fucking Joe Silva. We're going to clean out everybody in the office and everyone in the octagon.
Wow, they just hung up the Diaz's for 2016. It sounds like they've been
controversial.
And as we wrap up the show, I think we have Barbara was kind enough to reach out to a lot of the people who've taken part in the show for the year, and we're going to have some Happy New Year's wishes from some of the people who've called into the show over the time.
Oh, yeah. That's
first,
a good point.
I see on the list is Garrison Keeler.
Hey, everybody. It's Garrison Keeler. I want you guys to have a safe and happy New Year from Lake Wobegon, and don't forget to just, if you pull out your dick, it's been in the butt, to wash it off before you put it into your tighty whities so you don't streak them.
Thank you, Garrison. Wow. Hey, yeah, look, it's me, the Dice Man. If you come at me in 2016, you're not even going to see me coming. I'll hit you in the face with a hammer, Ari.
It's Dice Man.
Dice Man. Wow.
With well wishes and also a threat.
Yeah. This is Wheels. Happy New Year 2016. I actually invented those numbers.
You invented numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow, Wheels pre-recorded, but he was still able to interact.
I reckon I like me, probably I like me the New Year's the best. When I think of New Year's, I like to get the biggins in the New Year's.
This is George St. Pierre. You're listening to Danish and O'Neill. Happy holidays to you. 2016 will be a great year for you and yours. And Merry Christmas and Boxing Day to the fellow Canadians up here. And my cousin Luke is here to say something.
Please, somebody help me. I am living on the street now. I used to have wife and family and a successful landscaping business, but George has made me a heroin addict, and I am sharing needles with people that I know are HIV positive.
That is a lie. This is George again. Luke has been practicing a new persona. Luke, go back to your room and lock that door, please.
Oh, no. I think I have done too much heroin this time. Oh, no.
Wow. Is there anyone we're missing out?
Yeah, dog, it's fucking Nick Diaz. I just want to say, hey, man, like, you know, it's fucking Christmas, and so, you know, you get some fucking presents and shit, dog, and then fucking smoke that weed and fucking New Year's, dog.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's fucking Nate Diaz. Fucking slip some fucking joints in your fucking loved one's stockings and shit, and fucking stockings in Stockton, dog. Fucking we're coming hard, 209, fucking 2016, dog.
That's good. Anderson Silva, I think, even gave us something to say.
Happy New Year to Dennis and O'Neill.
Oh, wow, that's great too.
No translator. Wait a second, Katie from the Comedy Store.
Oh my God,
we've been known to call into Punch Drunk.
Hey, Ari, Happy New Year to you and yours. Fucking, I'm drinking fucking car bombs all the fucking time. Fucking, anybody seen any black cock?
Whoa,
Katie.
Wait, I think Steve Renazzisi also from the league.
Steve Renazzisi.
Yeah, hey guys. I mean, you know, have a good New Year and Christmas.
Thanks, Steve. Ari Shaffir, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ari Shaffir. Dennis Lee will be on Skeptic Take early 2016. So this is not happening.
Do you know what the big orange is called?
It's
like a big orange. It's like bigger than an orange and it's pink.
Tommy Morris. Well, Danish and O'Neill wouldn't do it. Okay. They wouldn't do it, Earl. They wouldn't do it. Okay. Happy New Year. Listen to the Danish and O'Neill podcast, but they do too much crowd work, okay? It's a job. Mitzi said it's a job, okay? David Taylor?
Here's the deal with Danish and O'Neill. O'Neill was on one of the better episodes of Until I Lose Interest podcast. Many of you have written in to me that you liked it. Well, guess what? You are dumb.
Was this Sam Tripoli?
Happy fucking New Year! Wow, a real star-studded event.
Wow, is there anyone else that
I
we
think
left
Darwin
out?
Hines.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I hate Christmas, man. I really do, man.
Oh, I think we have James Pater here.
Happy New Year! I mean, you know what? My grandma always said, what are you reading? New Year magazine?
Jimmy, the new style is to ring in the new year with your friends, not masturbate at home.
Hey, who the fuck are you? Fucking dick motherfucking Clark. When those balls drop, they're going to be your fucking face, old bitch.
Mickey? Happy New Year, Colorado.
Don Barris? Oh, you motherfuckers. You have a good New Year.
I think that's it, everybody. Mitzi Shore.
Happy New Year. Oh, Cookie.
Earl Skakel? Be cool, man. What the fuck?
New Year, she's a good dude. I'm trying to think.
I mean, is there anyone? Bill Cosby was on the show a lot earlier.
True,
in the year.
Yeah, he was a big caller.
You know, Garrison, it's been a great year for the cause. Only been sued by a couple of women.
Well, it's Garrison Keillor, and it's always great when you rape a lot of women and you don't get sued by many.
You know, I'm going to be working the eggnog at the Danish Jen O'Neill holiday party.
Well, I guess I'll get two cups.
Were you good for time?
Yeah.
We're Danish good. And O'Neill.
That was like a six-minute
tribute. Holiday tribute.
Have a great Christmas, or is Hanukkah over
yet? It's over. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe. Thank you so much for listening to us in 2015. In 2016, we're looking to ramp it up a couple notches. Yeah.
Don't drink and drive either. Come on. Be smart.
2016, we want more 5-star reviews, more text reviews. Bring back the tick pits. Tit pics to Hans O'Neill.
Did you say dick pics? Because you can put those on your account.
Yeah, send them to me. Send the tit pics to O'Neill to bring to haunt him once again.
And we might even, you know what? I might even mix it up with some pussy pics. Maybe some butthole pics.
Maybe some butthole pics.
As long as they're clean.
2016.
And bleached and shaven.
No. We want unshaven but clean.
Yeah. It sounds like you weren't so sure whether you want them clean or not. I think you definitely want them clean.
Who knows? Maybe O'Neill will turn a new leaf over and we'll find some stories that'll make him happy in the
I hope so.
In the new year. Maybe we'll get some college students who you approve of doing things that you like.
Maybe we'll finally get that controversy that we want and then be deeply ashamed that we got it.
Controversy?
Oh, man. Yeah, whatever.
Thank you very much, everybody. I hope you get what you want from Santa and you've deep dick your wife and deep pussies you.
I already got the greatest gift of all, 158 reviews. We only started in July.
The greatest gift of all.
We're doing it all except one 1-star review, and we know who that came from.
We have a good feeling.
Hey, 1-star review.
Hey, you can knock me out. You can knock him out. Why don't you try knocking me out?
My ring's in the street.
Thank you guys very much. We'll be back on regular Mondays after the first Monday after the new year.
And by the way, January, it's fart-free January. Yep. So we're not going to have any farts. So.
And if we do, we owe you all absolutely nothing. So listen to us in January. We'll be on Ari Shaffir's podcast. This is not happening. We got exciting things coming up in the new year.
That podcast is the skeptic thing.
Yeah,
it's show that he won't put us on is this is not happening.
Good point. Fuck you, Ari.
How dare you? He's the executive producer of the Danish and O'Neill series, which hopefully
will be out.
Pete, if you're listening to this.
You better be. Fuck.
What up, Pete? Hey, Merry Christmas, Peter. I'm not going to be able to make it to your party. Or will I? Yeah.
All right, everybody. Go stick your dick in the mashed potatoes and say Danish and O'Neill sent you. Have a happy, jolly jerk off.
It's the best time of the year.
Exactly.